Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. So here we are. It's Monday morning, brand new week for most people. You know that 34 weeks, we are in our 34th week here in 2013. Boy, just think how quickly that time has passed. So my question to you would be this morning is, what's one thing that you're going to get done this week? Maybe it's something that you've been thinking about, you know you should do. It's already planned. It's already scheduled. It's just going to take maybe a superhuman effort on your part. You're going to have to focus and dedicate the time. And maybe it's something extra, right? You know, I've asked this question on my Facebook page, on my bodybuilding.com message board. And many times the answers are, you know, I'm going to make sure I eat right this week, or I'm going to do all my cardio or train hard, right? So a couple of things. Number one is I want to make our connection, our time together, to be a lot more than just bodybuilding and training. You know, when I say that, I realize, look, the reason why you're coming to me, all right, is because of what I've accomplished, what I know, how I've helped you, maybe other people, how you've heard I helped other people, how you've heard of my accomplishments, all about bodybuilding, bodybuilding, bodybuilding. So I understand that's why you're coming to me. And if you are on my Facebook page or the bodybuilding.com message board or on skiplacour.com, you can see that I'm constantly sharing that information with you. I want to make this type of connection, you know, a lot more than that, about life, about how to have the highest overall quality of life, right? So when I ask you these questions, hey, sure, you know, include your bodybuilding and training and eating habits, right? Those day-to-day disciplines that make you feel great about yourself. But think a little bit deeper. Think of me, maybe it's the way how you think of me, that if I'm talking to you, I must be talking about sets and reps, right? So maybe it's I need to break out of the mold of the way I come across or how I present myself or brand myself, right? We're more than just muscles here. That's what I want this to be about. I want us to excel in the gym, excel with our eating habits, have a healthy physique, have that big muscular lean physique that you want. But more than that, more than just muscles, a great overall quality of life. So what is one thing that you're going to get done this week that you're going to have to focus, and it's more than just the day-to-day? I'm going to go to my job and I'm going to do it well. I'm going to go to the gym and train hard. It's those little things or big things that you can focus on, block everything out, rob Peter to pay Paul with your time, so to speak, so that you can get that one thing done. And you stack that up over time and you have all these accomplishments. Those things are what put you forward in life, you know, not just doing what you're supposed to do. Just think if we connected this way since the beginning of the year and we really were committed that we're going to do one big thing. And it doesn't have to be some big, huge project that takes, you know, 20 hours to do, right? It could be, you know, a phone call that you know that you should be making, or you organize some papers, all right? One thing that you know you should be doing to get you ahead, to have you do more than just, you know, get by, survive, take you to that next level. Again, it could be a five-minute phone call, or it could be a two-hour project. You know, we have a lot of time. How do we use that time? Just think if we started doing this at the beginning of the year, and here we are in week 34, and you had 34 things that took you to the next level. That was more than just the sets and the reps and the working out and doing your job and doing it well. Where would you be right now? And then what kind of momentum would that create for your future? So that's what I'm going to start asking during this morning connection. What's one thing that's going to set you apart, take your life to the next level, that you're committed to doing this week? And write it down. Write it down on the Facebook page, on the message boards, on Twitter. And, you know, don't do it for me, right? Do this for you. Do it for you. And, you know, sometimes it's not like, well, I don't want to put that down because what if I don't do it? Then I lost or I didn't come through. I'd rather not put it down because I don't know if it's going to take some Herculean effort on my part. Maybe I won't do it. So I'll wait till the right time. And let me just tell you something. I can definitely identify with that. You know, my wife just went into labor last night, so today should be the big day that our baby daughter comes in. It's really exciting, and it's really scary in a lot of ways. And there's so many things that I want to share with you, and I want to talk about in these podcasts, and I really want to make them personal, connect, you know, my journey, my story, instead of just a whole bunch of motivational quotes or things that you should say. You know, I learned all the motivational quotes. For 25 years, I've been a student of personal development, learned from the greatest teachers, and I know all the great quotes. But if I really think back, how much did I live those things? How much did I live them? Now, in bodybuilding and training, you know, that was one area that I focused on my life. I would say that, you know, I maxed out. I mean, well, there's no such thing as maxing out, but I used all of them. All the things that I learned about motivation, personal development, peak performance, I filtered everything, and it all went to bodybuilding and training. And, you know, I'm very thankful for the amount of knowledge and experience and the success and where that's taken me around the world. And really, that's why you're listening to me today. If, you know, I just worked at the corner office and I said, hey, I wanted to start this podcast, I mean, who would really listen to that? I understand. I'm very appreciative. But I wrote all the things down, what I wanted for my life on, you know, financially, relationship-wise. Those were always, you know, part of my life plans and my success plans and dreams and goals. But I didn't really go for those things. And I really, you know, look back and, you know, I lived in such fear, and I continue to fight that fear every, you know, minute of the day. And I didn't realize it. So, like I said, if we start this and I say, well, just write down one thing, and you have that fear, well, I'm not going to put myself out there. I don't know what's going to happen or whatever. Or you feel as though if you put something down, I am going to, you know, buy this domain to start this website, to start my passion and start my journey or whatever. And you don't do it, then for some reason you think now you're falling backwards or you failed, right? I understand, you know, and you may not realize that because I didn't realize that's the way that I was living. Because, you know, I knew all the quotes. I knew all the things to say. And that's why I really want to share my personal story with you, because I don't want to just come off as, you know, just the motivational quotes that you've heard all the time. And you know what to say. Like, I know what to say. When the going gets tough, the tough get going, or whatever. All these type of things. It's when it becomes personal, when you can really relate. You know, that's what makes it real. And, you know, that's what I want to use this internet for, is, you know, that's what everything is now. I mean, you are flooded with so much information about everything. It's just amazing. I mean, I have so many tablets and computers around, and, you know, I don't even know their full potential sometimes. And I'm like, oh, wow. You know, and I'm just thinking, you guys are just bombarded. We are all bombarded with so much access to information, and it's out there. It's so much that it really doesn't become real. What makes it real is the emotion behind it, the story behind it. And, you know, that's what I want to provide in these podcasts, because I want to make them real. I don't want it to be like my situation where I learned all the great quotes, but there's no story or person I can relate to, so I can really turn it from just a nice series of words and sayings into how that really affected my life. And I know that many of you won't be able to totally relate, you know, to my life and in my situation. And that's fine. Hopefully you'll find it entertaining or interesting and you stick around. But, you know, I have to just talk about my life and my experiences. And the great thing about the internet, and hey, thank you so much for sharing and liking and telling your friends about this. This is how this gets out and about. If you know somebody who sounds maybe like I used to be, how I'm continuing to grow, and they can benefit from a podcast like this, you know, thank you so much for sharing this podcast with them and all my information with them. If I could have just taken that information, I found somebody that I can connect with so they weren't just words, where would I be? That's what I want to be for you. And when I talk about, you know, fear, I want to tell you my story over time is, well, what's he talking about? But, you know, I can just say this, as I'm lying in bed, you know, with my wife, and I feel the baby kicking, you know, my back, and I've got my dog Alpha that really took me a long time to get, right? That was all part of the picture too. And he's laying in bed, and I just realized that what an evolution, that a man formation it took me to get here, because I lived in such fear, but I didn't know it. It just wasn't the right time. You know, my bodybuilding training, my mission, or whatever it was. And the reason why I know that how much I lived in fear is because, you know, I have gotten a lot of help understanding, making this man formation. And really, it's just that when you feel this way, is that you're a great person, you have the best intentions, you're talented, people like you, you know, but you just can't put it together to live the life of happiness and that level of success that you really want, and you just can't figure it out. And maybe you see some people who are around you who aren't as talented, aren't as hardworking, and they seem to have a higher quality of life. And what are they doing that you're not doing? I mean, that, you know, once I got on my bubble, my extreme focus of bodybuilding and training, I mean, those were the questions that haunted me. You know, I just didn't feel as though I was living up to my potential. And it wasn't about effort. I just didn't know how I was ever going to, you know, make all these things happen. And as years go by and you don't make them happen, you have a couple options. You can either become in denial and think that what you're doing and the way you think is going to eventually make, it's just a matter of time. Or you can say the system screwed and settle for a lower quality of life, something that you don't want. And you may not even know that because you've just settled for that. And it doesn't feel like settling. You're not settling. You're just being realistic. And you just accept that. Or you give up and you're depressed. And what a way to, you know, live your life that is, you just think it's not available to you. Well, you know, I've always felt as though I have this potential that I could, you know, and I've done well in things, but just, you know, just like the level that I want just seems barely out of my grasp. And I just realized it was my thinking, things that have happened to me in the past, my perceptions of the past, and, you know, what I did. Like I said, I know that fear of saying, hey, I'm going to get this done, or I'm going to do this, and putting it out there. I mean, even this morning connection podcast that, you know, here we are, the eighth one, you know, that I wasn't going to start this until, you know, after the baby was born because of my schedule, because of, you know, what I was worried about, would I be able, the interruption, and really, you know, just being totally, you know, transparent here is I am so deathly afraid, oh, what if something goes wrong, what if, you know. And here I am, I'm talking about this. And now, you know, as I am growing and sharing my experiences and finally breaking through, which, you know, I've really done it like in the last, just say, 5 or so years, And like I said, my dog Alpha was a big part of that. And you dog lovers, you kind of know already what I'm talking about. But I went my whole adult life saying, oh, I'm going to do that. Well, I can't because I travel and this and that, you know. You know, I just, the fear of, well, what if something happens? What if it doesn't turn out? Well, I'll just wait. I'll start this afterwards. I want to make sure everything's okay. Everything's okay with the baby. I don't want to give them any tragic stories. Look at that. I'm even just talking about it right now. That's where my mind just goes. Now, in the past, I would just say that, well, that's just being rational, you know, but that bled over to everything in my life. You know, Look, with my dog, I mean, just love this dog to death. I've been with him like every day. And like I said, if you're a dog lover, you can understand this. If you're not a dog lover, if you don't have pets because your life is so busy and you don't have that time, you know, trust me, I know how you're feeling because that's the way that I was. And people just love their pets. I just didn't get it, you know. But it's not about the pet. What I realize is like, you know, I'm petting him. And I'm thinking about the day he dies, right? And it's like, you know, and I see on Facebook when some of your pets die and how much that hurts you and you post it. And I'm thinking ahead, like, you know, we look at people's lives and how does that affect us, right? And, you know, I realized when I'm petting this dog and loving this dog, you know, and this is what I realized over the last few years. And I'm thinking ahead, hoping it's, you know, 20 years from now or whatever. I'm thinking of the downside. Now that I've made this commitment, I finally got him, you know, have the dog I've always wanted and trained, perfect dog, going through all that work that it takes. You know, now I'm realizing why it took so long. As I'm petting him and I'm fearing the end, you know, going back to, you know, laying in bed with my wife and feeling the baby kicking, you know, my back. And then I've got my dog Alpha, he's jumped on the bed. And again, if you're not a dog lover, right, like I was, this whole dog laying in the bed type thing would have just, I just thought that was totally weird. So if you feel that way, I totally understand that. Right. But, you know, what I realized is as I'm laying there is that this is what I put off. All those years of bodybuilding and training and focus and that distraction, that it was this moment that I'm finally living, that I finally made the growth and the breakthrough and got through all my fears, that this is the moment that I said that I wanted, right? It was in all those dream boards and goal lists and dream life. I am finally broke through, and this is what I've said I've always wanted. And I'm just feeling, oh my God, what if something bad happens? You know, now I can tell you this is that doesn't totally plague my thoughts. It creeps up and keeps me honest. But what it does do for me is makes me understand why it took me so long to take action and get going with my life. Is because in the back of my mind, I was so fearful, but I just didn't know it. Now I know it because now I have it. And then that creeps up. But see, my mind knew that way back when. Now, consciously, I didn't know that, right? And so maybe that's like you, is that you keep on putting things off, afraid to put yourself out there because, you know, maybe, again, I can't think for you, maybe you really believe it because it's not the right time or you've got other things going on or things happen for a reason or whatever you tell yourself. But if you're like me, it was because of fear, although it didn't feel that way and I didn't think that way. I know it now because I broke through. And here's the deal. You know, change can be the easiest thing in the world in life, or it can be the most challenging thing. It can be the easiest thing when you've just had enough. And then, boom, you know, you go through it and you make changes. And it, when I say the easiest thing, not that the steps or learning what it takes is going to be easy, but, you know, staying where you are is your day. You know, if you can admit right now that you live in fear, you're putting things off that you know that you say you want to do. You know, is that easy? Is living that day-to-day life easy? No, but, you know, is, you know, starting your business, getting married, having a baby, having a dog, doing all these things that you say, is that easy? No, but which one, when it's all said and done, which one, they're both challenging, right? The day-to-day is challenging. Which one do you really want to do when it's all said and done? Which one would you have rather have gone for? And I think it's obvious you really want to go for your dreams. But again, I have to just try to make this personal, because if someone would have said to me that, hey, dude, you're living in fear, I would have said, well, you're crazy. No, you're not. And I would have rattled off one of the many Tony Robbins quotes that I knew. And then I would have backed up with references, because all that not living with fear and totally going for it and being ambitious and driven and disciplined and follow through, I could have said, look at my bodybuilding career. And that would have been true, you know, in that one area of my life. It would have been totally untrue in all the other areas. And yeah, so sometimes I'm just like dazed that I'm at this point. In a lot of ways, you know, even though I always told myself that I evolved to this point, yeah, I mean, it was just like, seemed like it was just so out of reach. It was just always out there. A lot of times I thought I was headed in that direction. And, you know, I can tell you this, I am the one that sabotaged this from happening in the past. I did. It was me. It was nobody. It wasn't other people's fault. You know, it wasn't a bad set of circumstances. It wasn't everything that happens for a reason. Is that I sabotaged it or derailed it. And nothing huge and nothing dramatic. One thing that, you know, that I'll tell you about my life is that I don't have all these deepest, you know, darkest, like traditional, I don't got thrown in jail or was broken on the street. And sometimes, this sounds a little weird, I wish that I would have hit some major, you know, lows. Because it's like when you hit your darkest times, you see what you're really made of. And then you say, I've had enough of those darkest lows. And then that gets that, you know, way of thinking totally out of your head, and then you just take it to the next level. I think, you know, probably a lot of my challenges is that I've had a lot of potential and I haven't hit the lows, but I have not experienced the highs. And it's really because I haven't taken enough action. Now, again, if you would have, there's no way I would have admitted that, you know, even 5 years ago. But really, that's it. You know, I didn't fail enough because I was always putting it off. These simple decisions like what you're going to do for this morning connection, I'm going to jump on this one thing. It was a series of those things that I did not do, because of now that what I realize was fear. And I, like I said, sometimes I wish I would have not have been in the middle so much. But that middle, not totally going for it and not totally failing. You know, I created that middle. You know, it was my determination and skill set that kept me from experiencing those lowest lows and making horrible mistakes. But it was also, you know, my fears and my shortcomings. And really, you know, it's not strategies. It's the mindset. It's those fears and not understanding those fears that I'm trying to communicate to you right now, so you can think about it for your life. That's what kept me from that ultimate success and that ultimate happiness that I always thought was eventually going to come. So anyway, a lot of things to think about, right? See, let me just say something. I am the most creative. Here I am. It's 5:30 in the morning. This is when my mind just goes crazy. This is when I wake. You know how you kind of wake up before you go to, before you actually the time you're supposed to get up? I have to immediately get up because my mind just goes crazy, you know? And so one of my morning rituals, our morning rituals, is this morning connection now. And so this is when I think about life and everything like that. So, you know, I'm trying to keep these down, like I said, but 5 minutes, and here we are at 25 minutes, right? But this is like my brain dump, and this is where, you know, I'm just really connected to my emotions. And, you know, you guys have really enjoyed these podcasts. I've got a lot of great feedback. Keep it coming. I want to know how I can serve you best. All right. So like, share. I appreciate your support. I appreciate you supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition and all my information products for that, building muscle, losing body fat, on skiplacour.com. All right. So have a great day.